wavelength. I'm talking quantum wave interference, 103.
Thank you. tall fence is a 2-mile-long land art installation made of 24 giant balloons. And these balloons are modeled after bird repellent products. So they have this kind of concentric circles that are supposed to replicate maybe a predator bird's eye. And they're called scare eye balloons. We started making these balloons as studies to think about, you know, maybe this eye could ward off Western civilization, could ward off encroachments. Ultimately, we made this piece called Repellent Fence, and it was in a way to counter the effects of the U.S.-Mexico border. Wind is not going to stop at a wall. It has no respect for these rules that we put upon ourselves. We wanted to make it in every way different than the existing U.S.-Mexico border wall. You know, our rooftop fence was much taller. Ours was made out of PVC vinyl. And there were balloons. You know, they weren't made of steel. But also, they weren't pretending like they were going to be there forever, either. The repellent fence was only up for 4 days. It went in a different direction than the U.S.-Mexico wall. It countered that direction, but also traced the routes that people had been taking and making before that border wall was there. You know, it moved in the wind. It oscillated. It became its own living mockery of that monument to our nation. The wind was there to help remind us of that freedom that we all should have to move, you know, not be placed in one location. So much of my work being about forced displacement, and sometimes we forget about forced placement. You know, where we are being situated, and not only geographically, but also, you know, how we are asked to identify as well. The repellent fence was something important for us, not only to counter that U.S.-Mexico wall, but also to remind ourselves of that indigenous tradition that people on both sides of that wall had relationships, and that had been interrupted by the wall.
in climate science, things are very at a large scale, and often it crosses political borders. In South Korea and Japan, we are located downstream of China, and also we are located downstream of like deserts in Eastern Asia. So we do get a lot of dusts and also pollution from upstream. Dust and pollutions in Korea are a very big problem for health. Professors I know had studied this and then reported some data that I don't remember the number, but let's say 50% of the dust or pollution in Korea is locally originated and the other 50 was transported. People weren't that happy about the results. I think people wanted to see that the most of the things were coming from China.